From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. All takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet. And you'll hear about the folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio, and I'm asking you to make a difference by taking down the information and acting on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade. If you do have news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. Let's start out with announcements. First one is, there is direct action, nonviolent civil disobedience training and an informational meeting coming up, I believe, it's Tuesday, November 7th. Hey, that sounds like Election Day. Where? At 6:30. When? At 6:30 p.m. November 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Secret Sailor Bookstore. That's at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana. All right. Did you miss Seattle, Detroit, the conventions? Would you like to get a shot at confronting the capitalists who are running the government and making the decisions about our lives? Well, then you need to go to Cincinnati, Ohio on November 16th through 18th to protest the Transatlantic Business Dialogue. The TABD is made up of 150 CEOs from some of the world's largest corporations. They meet to decide the direction and ways to have even more influence on the international bodies like the IMF, the World Bank, and the WTO. So this coming Tuesday, November 7th at 6:30 p.m. at Secret Sailor Books in Bloomington, Indiana, that's 202 North Walnut there, there will be direct action, nonviolence training, informational meeting about the Transatlantic Business Dialogue protests. We will be working with people to get them ready to kick some ass in Cincy and beyond. The techniques and skills discussed won't be only for Cincinnati. They are applicable to all of the campaigns that we work on, so if you can't go to Cincinnati but you want to get direct action training, then come on out. It's open to all people who are interested and motivated to participate in these types of actions in the future. There will be some people coming from Cincinnati to help frame the issues in the coming protests. Please come out on this election day, vote, and then prepare yourself to take direct action to make real changes in our society. Only through direct action will change be accomplished. If you want more information, call 812-333-0173. That's 812-333-0173. Or you can also visit a webpage or two. First one, www.che2000.org, che-2000.org, or n16.org. Check those out. They'll be getting to know each other at the meeting and setting up affinity groups and ride sharings to the protest. Once again, November 7th, 6:30 p.m., Secret Sailor Books, 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana. And coming up next Wednesday on November 8th at 7 p.m. in Berkeley, California, at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall is the Earth First Benefit for the Yuba Nation 9. And it says, with Utah Phillips. Once again, that's at Unitarian Fellowship Hall, 1924 Cedar Street at Bonita in Berkeley. and get off at the North Berkeley BART. Earth First presents a special appearance by Utah Phillips in a benefit for the Yuba Nation 9. Joining Utah will be North Coast singer-songwriter Alicia Littletree and activists from the Campaign Against Sierra Pacific Industries Clearcutting in the Sierra Nevada. Activists from this campaign, dubbed the Yuba Nation 9, are going on trial November 14th on charges stemming from blockades, lockdowns, and other forest defense, and face up to a year in prison. This is an issue especially dear to Utah's heart because Sierra Pacific Industries clearcutting and the direct action forest defense are going on in his backyard, and these are his neighbors. Join us for a rollicking evening, sliding scale admission, no one turned away for lack of funds. For more info, 510-524-6064. 510-524-6064. Once again, I believe that's Wednesday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall, 1924 Cedar at Bonita in Berkeley, the Earth First benefit for the Yuba Nation 9. Coming up November 12th through 15th in Denver, Colorado, is the Carnivores 2000, a three-day conference on carnivore conservation in the 21st century. Conference will bring together other scientists, natural resource agency personnel, educators and advocates to discuss predator conservation and biology in North America. You could be there. Keynote speakers include author Nicholas Evans, and themes include canid genetics, wolf recovery throughout North America, imperiled cats, and much more. Register early to get the reduced rate. I don't know what that means, but for more information, contact www.defenders.org/C2000/C2000. That's with three zeros and one .html. Anyway, you can probably get there just by going to the www.defenders.org/C2000 website, and you'll be there anyway, November 12th through 15th in Denver, Colorado. Don't have a phone number on that one. November 15th, Day of Action on the Office Supply Industry. Visit a Staples store near you. Tell the office supply industry that paper from destroyed forest is not acceptable. Join the Coastal Rainforest Coalition, Dogwood Alliance, Free the Planet, National Forest Protection Alliance, Students Environmental Action Coalition, Rainforest Action Network, American Lands, Earth First, and others on November 15th for the launch of the Office Supply Campaign targeting Staples. Coming in after the recent successes in the moving the do-it-yourself and home-building industry campaigns that forced companies to adopt forest-friendly purchasing policies, we now want to target the office supply industry for their egregious use of our endangered forests for paper and throwaway supplies. Corporate consumers of forest products are on the defensive, and their commitments to forest protection only further our legislative work to protect forests. Paper is clearly one of the worst uses of our forests, and the industry must shift to all recycled and tree-free fibers immediately. As nation's largest office supply store, Staples needs to hear from the public that it is no longer acceptable to sell products made from virgin tree pulp. Please join us in a day of action against the office supply industry. Activists are encouraged to hold a demonstration at your Staples store, engage in civil disobedience, host a call-in, fax in day, write a letter, do whatever you can, and definitely alert the media. It is critical we send a strong message to the office supply industry. They need to hear that destroying forests around the world for scrap paper is completely unacceptable. Start planning now. Let us know what you are planning to do, and we will send you an action pack. Contact Liz Butler, Coastal Rainforest Coalition, 206-781-1107. Once again, that's Liz at 206-781-1107, or send her email at liz@coastalrainforest.org. That's coastalrainforest.org. And if you want to get on their campaign email service, endangered-forest-subscribe@egroups.com. endangered-forest-subscribe@egroups.com. And I'm sure you'll get plenty of email after you do that. Also coming up in November 16th, 17th, and 18th, and 19th is the Music of the Rivers, a Celtic music festival held at Metro Park in downtown Jacksonville, Florida. More than 45 bands from France, Wales, England, Scotland, Ireland, Canada, and all across the United States will play for 4 days to save the Itchituckney River and Springs, which is threatened by a proposed $130 million cement plant. The festival is a plea for governor of Florida, the Honorable Jeb Bush, brother of the dishonorable George W. Bush, to grant a 6-month stay of execution so that further scientific and environmental studies, further citizen discussion and input, and further exploration of economic alternatives can be done. There's a lot of shady deals going on here. The cement plant is going in so they can build a giant freeway across eastern Florida. So, once again, 16th through 19th, Celtic Music Festival at the Metro Park in downtown Jacksonville, Florida. Want more information? www.musicoftherivers.org. That's musicoftherivers, all one word, .org. And you can also visit the activist webpage, www.riverdrops.com. And the site built and run by Kids of the Itchituckney. And you can send email to Governor Bush from there. And want to learn about small dam removal? Sounds like a good thing to Uncle Dennis. Small Dam Removal Training Workshop, November 17th through 19th in Kenosha, Wisconsin. This training workshop on small dam removal is hosted by the River Alliance of Wisconsin and Trout Unlimited and targets people in the Great Lakes Basin, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and Ontario. Participants will receive and discuss the new handbook, The Citizen's Guide to Restoring Rivers Through Selective Removal of Small Dams. And if you select all the small dams for removal, that'll be just fine with Uncle Dennis. If you want more information, contact Stephanie Lindloff of the River Alliance of Wisconsin. That's at WISRIVERS, Wisconsin Rivers, at Wisconsin Rivers, all spelled out this time, .org, at WisRivers@WisconsinRivers.org, or try this phone number, 608-257-2424. That's 608-257-2424. Or, of course, their webpage at www.WisconsinRivers.org. Let's move right on into our tree sit updates. Cascadia Forest Defenders have let us know that there are 4 tree sits currently going on in Central Oregon, the Eagle Creek tree sit in the Mount Hood National Forest. That tree sit's been going for a year and a half, and logging can begin any minute. For more information, contact the Cascadia Forest Alliance, 503-241-4879. That's 503-241-4879. Also, the Fall Creek tree sit on the Clark Timber Sale. They've been going at it for 2.5 years. And logging is being held up to look for endangered species. We read you something about that last week. North Windberry tree sit in the Willamette National Forest, going for 18 months now. And the Snog tree sit on the Umpqua National Forest, they've been up 2 months. Logging is currently going on, and there also there's been some Forest Service violations around the Snog tree sit. So anyway, that's the tree sit update for this week. We'll try and get you more information about more tree sits next week. Here's just a quick update on the grand jury convened in Portland, Oregon. After the last grand jury ran its course, a new one was reinstated for a time period of 18 months. For those of you who are unaware, grand juries are extra-legal governmental inquisitions that take away the already thin veil of due process. You have no right to an attorney, no right to remain silent, no right to hear evidence against you, and you will be jailed without trial if you don't talk. The last grand jury heard evidence from professional snitch Barry Clausen and subpoenaed Earth Liberation Front spokesperson Craig Rosebrough several times. Josh, however, has defied his subpoena and was consequently arrested by the FBI about a month ago and then released. The second grand jury indicted him for criminal contempt, a major felony with no maximum sentence. I heard the prosecutor wants 2 years, he says. The feds in this case are seeking information on 3 years' worth of ecotage by the Animal Liberation Front and the Earth Liberation Front, including any information on the Vail arson. And if you have any information, don't tell me. They have been unable to catch the underground warriors, though they are trying to jail those above ground who act in support of economic sabotage. Just had a support rally in Portland with nearly 100 people in attendance as these things heat up. We will likely call for a national day of action. I'll let you know when that'll be. Thanks for your support, Josh. Thanks for the update, Josh. In news from British Columbia, Alajo Valley defender Barney Kern has been released from prison on appeal. However, the 72-year-old grandmother, Betty Krawczyk, is still inside prison. The Alajo Liberation Project is overjoyed for Barney, but we are outraged that Betty remains jailed. Please send letters of support to Alajo defender Betty Krawczyk. I'll spell that K-R-A-W-C-Y-Z-K. Her address, Burnaby Correctional Center for Women, 7900 Fraser Park Drive, Burnaby, British Columbia, V5J5H1. Once again, that address, Betty Krawczyk, K-R-A-W-C-Y-Z-K, Burnaby Correctional Center for Women, 7900 Fraser Park Drive, Burnaby, British Columbia, V5J5H1. And be sure to include Canadian postage if you're in the States. Canada, who is, and be sure and say it's Canada. Betty is serving a year imprisonment for blocking a road while trying to stop logging in the Alajo Valley. All right, and we want to thank Earth Liberation Prisoners Support Network for this information. And from Europe, three suspected Animal Liberation Front. I'm not sure what all these initials stand for. DBF, TBF, activists. The three Danes have now all been released, but charges against them have not been dropped. The two Dutch men remain in prison, but have been transferred to another part of the jail and are no longer isolated. Going back, we read that these folks were arrested on their way to an animal liberation action. The police have little evidence to link the activists to the large number of attacks on furrier farms butchers in the period from 1998 to present. The activists had claimed they were approaching the farm to document the poor conditions of the place, and they were carrying two video cameras. They have admitted to the charges of trespassing, and the police are now pushing for breaking and entering, saying the suspects could have destroyed equipment and released mink for 8.5 million Dutch kroners, I guess that is. The suspects were caught as they approached the farm, and the police claim that they had the intent to do the same on a farm nearby. That farm kept 40,000 mink in captivity, and therefore the money claim is of very large proportions. The court can, in cases of breaking and entering, claim that if you break into a house and or are caught doing so, you are being charged for the amount of valuables inside. They could therefore be charged with the intent to destroy or steal, that is, release mink worth 8.8 million Dutch kroner. This charge might seem preposterous, but the police and prosecutors are very keen to get them convicted. The two Dutch men appeared in court on Thursday, the 26th of October, and has their imprisonment prolonged with 14 days. During these 14 days, the trial can begin, and sentencing on all five will be carried out during that period. Furthermore, on 24th of October, police charged and interrogated Saronen Lindbo, L-I-N-D-B-O, the spokesperson for the Dutch DBFSG in Denmark, for threatening statements in the press, causing the industry and farmers to fear for their welfare or well-being and income. He will receive a fine or a two-year prison sentence if found guilty, depending on the evidence. He immediately contacted a lawyer and exercising his rights not to answer any questions, and therefore the police released him, but the charge remains in effect. The case is now investigated by the police, and if they have the evidence, they will prosecute. They might find it difficult to do so because the spokesman will have made these threatening statements in a broadcast sense, knowing about the possible use of that particular law. And if you want to contact these folks, their email address, dbfsg_dk@hotmail.com. Once again, that email address, dbfsg_dk@hotmail.com. And I want to thank the Animal Liberation Network at www.animalliberation.net for that information. Thank you. And moving to India, demonstrators have set fire to government cars as part of a protest against resumed construction of the massive Sardar Sarovar hydroelectric dam in India. Work on the dam, the largest of some 3,200 dams to be built on India's Narmada River and its tributaries, were stalled for 6 years by an environmental lawsuit, but a court ruled last month against the environmentalists and said the construction could resume. Opponents of the dam, led by the Save Narmada movement, have pledged to continue their fight on behalf of the tens of thousands of tribal members and people of lower castes who would be displaced by the hydroelectric project. And we have notice here from the Cove Mallard Coalition. Apparently logging is beginning in the Otter Wing timber sale, probably has started. There is a demonstration at the Region 1 headquarters. And let's see, where is that? It's in here, I know. In Missoula, Montana, on November 9th at noon. Once again, Region 1 headquarters, Missoula, Montana. That's Region 1 of the Forest Service, I believe. At 12 noon on November 9th in Missoula, Montana. Get up there if you can. Shear Lumber Products has given notice they will start logging in the Otter Wing timber sale. The bad news comes on top of already dire situation at the Mackey Day sale, where logging has been ongoing since mid-September. If you can't attend any of the events but still want to help, please call. Here's a couple of numbers. Supervisor Barnhart at 208-983-1950. That's 208-983-1950. If you can write to Supervisor Barnhart at Nez Perce National Forest, Route 2, Box 475, Grangeville, Idaho, the zip code 83530. Tell him to halt the Otter Wing timber sale until the Forest Service responds to the violation reports and the Ninth Circuit Court hears the appeal. Another number, Dale Bosworth, his 406-329-3315. That's 406-329-3315. Dale Bosworth is the head forester of Region 1. Leave him a message telling him to stop the Otter Wing timber sales. All right. Brought to us by Friends of the Clearwater and the Cove Mallard Coalition. You can call them 208-882-9755. That's 208-882-9755 and get your butt up there. I know it's cold in the woods, but you're needed now. Dedicated Arctic website is mobilizing activists to send messages to President Clinton. The Wilderness Society announced the launch of a website campaign to raise awareness and garner support from Americans nationwide to protect the unique wilderness of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and to deliver those opinions individually and immediately to President Clinton, as if he's paying any attention, but it's certainly worth the effort. The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is the sacred homeland of the North American Gwich'in people and habitat for polar bears, caribou, and millions of migratory birds. The fact that drilling in the Arctic refuge has once again been inserted into the debate on America's energy policy underscores the immediate need for President Clinton to better protect this crown jewel of American wilderness from development, ask him to make it a national monument, and to ban any drilling. If you want more information about oil drilling in the Arctic refuge, here is the website, www.wilderness.org/arctic/index.htm. That's www.wilderness.org/arctic/index/.htm, excuse me. Or you can call Jim Waltman of the Refuges and Wildlife Department of the Wilderness Society. His number, 202-429-2674. That's 202-429-2674. The American Lands Rainforest Action Network and Free the Planet are launching a campaign to convince universities to cancel paper procurement contracts with Boise Cascade and any other timber corporations that are selling paper from endangered forests to campus universities. University campuses, Boise Cascade is the largest distributor of paper to universities and is the largest logger of public lands in the United States. And they try and be the largest one in the world, but they're not. They plan to build the world's largest chip mill in the rare temperate rainforest of Chile. Now students are joining forces to kick these lawless lockers off campus and asking universities instead to use 100% recycled or 100% tree-free paper. The tree-free campus packet is online at www.ran.org/ran_campaigns/old_growth/campus/index.html. Anyway, go to www.ran.org and get under their campaigns and look for their campus stuff. Consumers want no part of irresponsible forest management, especially when better alternatives exist. You can join the Tree Free Campus listserv, and that address is treefreecampus-subscribe@topica.com. com, or if you want to talk to somebody, you can talk to Ann at 775-786-1658. That's 775-786-1658 for more information. We're going to take a little musical break here and be back with more news in just a few minutes.
Something else you do very
well. Come on now! You're the next contestant.
May not be Mr. Right, but he is certainly Mr. Smooth. We...
Hi, your dad told me you were going to work on body practice today.
Born, I went home to watch my TV. Everyone was nice and the smiles were so sparkly. I watched what made them happy and I watched what made them cry. I learned about toys and candy my mommy should buy. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know, I can find and see on my TV. Soon I was a teenager and I knew just how to dress. I learned to use deodorant so I would always smell my best. I got myself a part-time job to buy the things I needed to have. And the payments on my supercharged Camaro really aren't so bad. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know, I can find and see on my TV.
Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, keep watching your TV. There are people who are laughing when they wink or a nod. There are people who are questioning our great TV God. Everybody be careful, everybody be. Be very careful, stay tuned to your TV. There are ponies who are talking, there are wasters who read. There are people here who do not even own a TV. Everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car and my gun. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know, I can find and see on my TV.
And Earth First Radio will be right back